Now, the 2019 Mining Indaba is currently away at the Cape Town International Convention Centre. It's going on until Thursday. It's an agenda that features South African President, President Ramaphosa, of course, but we'll also have the President of Ghana, Nana Akufo-Addo. And this event is really going to be the largest number, largest gathering of investors, mining executives from across the globe coming together for what we one hopes would be leading deal making. We're joined now by Africa Melane, who is, of course, at the event in Cape Town. Africa, good morning to you. I mean, obviously, it's the who's who's of the mining industry. And what I think is particularly important this year is that for the first time, we've got a sitting president addressing the Indaba. They're taking it quite seriously, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. Both the President Cyril Ramaphosa as well as Minister Mantashe will be wooing and trying to wine and dine as many of the investors who are here at the Mining Indaba. Well, it's a meeting of 7,000 delegates joining the presidents of South Africa and Ghana. Will be 35 African mining ministers. We'll have investors, obviously, CEOs of the... I literally took a short walk from my place in town to the CTICC, and I've been here now for the last half an hour as people are registering. The official program, obviously, kicking off at 8:30 this morning. And in a space of a half an hour, I've already heard 25 different languages, none of them South African, 25 different languages. Just to give you a sense of the importance of this meeting, it is the largest of its kind as far as investment in African mining is concerned.
I mean, obviously a big one hot on the heels of that story in the Sunday Times yesterday around warnings to the president about what investors are hoping for. We know, of course, mining has shed, 50,000 jobs in the last decade. The fact that the president is taking this as seriously as he is really then an indication, I suppose, of the response that he wants, because it's all part of that investment drive. What are we expecting to happen today? What kind of, sessions might we expect?
Well, there'll be the official opening, obviously, of the Mining Indaba in about 20 minutes by the CEO of Mining Indaba, Alex Gross, who has been saying all week that what he wants is less talking and more deals. There are incredible investment pavilions and investment meeting areas, matchmaking business areas, because what he wants out of this is actually people saying so many billions of contracts, if you like, have been concluded. You'll remember that the mining industry was the backbone of the South African economy. At the moment, it only contributes about 8% of GDP. However, it's responsible for 16% of foreign direct investment. So the president has made it clear that he wants a certain amount of money in foreign direct investment. He's very well aware of the fact that he'll find a lot of that money in the meeting rooms, in the arena areas, at this mining endeavor, which is why he's going to be here.
All right, so we'll obviously be looking forward to how you are going to be covering that, and we'll reflect it throughout the day on 7:02. Of course, our Cape Talk presenter, colleague Africa Melane, always a pleasure to chat to you.
Lovely to chat to you, Bongani. Have a lovely day.
All right. Enjoy being wined and dined at the Mining Indaba, Africa Melane. Such a tough job you have, hey? All right, we'll leave it there on the line there from Cape Town, keeping an eye on the Mining Indaba. As I say, it's a very big part of what is possible in terms of the president's investment drive. Remember, of course, his ambitious plan of raising, R1 trillion for this economy. This is certainly, you could argue, low-hanging fruit. The real question is whether or not these investors are buying the message of South Africa reloaded, in a sense, because that's what we've been hearing about, right? Nine wasted years? That's what he was saying at Davos. The detail, though, is the devil is in the detail in terms of tackling corruption and making sure that senior people, not just the foot soldiers, but senior people go